This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Haiti's interim prime minister on Wednesday said that he was in charge after a squad of gunmen assassinated Haitian President Jovenel Moïse and wounded his wife in an overnight raid on their home. Claude Joseph, who confirmed the killing, said the police and the military were in control of security in Haiti, the poorest country in the Americas, where a history of dictatorship and political upheaval have long stymied the consolidation of democratic rule. In an interview with the Associated Press, Joseph said he would need the help of all Haitians to organize elections and restore stability to the country.
We need everyone. We need people in the opposition. We need allies of the president. We need every single one to actually move the country forward while seeking for justice for President Jovenel Moïse.
Authorities declared a state of siege in the country and closed its international airport. Emergency workers who have spent 14 days pulling apart the rubble of a collapsed condominium building near Miami, Florida, said Wednesday they were switching from rescue to recovery mode, signaling the effort to find survivors was all but over. The news followed increasingly somber reports from emergency officials who indicated they had been preparing families for the worst outcome. Emergency crews plan to remove rescue dogs and sound devices, but will continue to search through the rubble for the bodies of those lost in the collapse. Workers pulled 10 additional bodies from the rubble early Wednesday, raising the official death toll to 46. However, 94 people remain missing, and no one has been pulled alive from the rubble since the first hours after its collapse 2 weeks ago.